Hi guys, welcome back to another Delightfully Dark Discussions. I'm Priestess Alana, and this is Priestess Akelta.
Hello!
And today we're going to be talking about fear.
Yes, fear on the left-hand path. But first, we want to ask you guys a favor. If you love our content and you love our videos, please consider subscribing to our channel. It would mean the world to us. Just hit the little subscribe button down below and the little bell if you want to be notified when future videos come down the pipeline. It would mean a lot to us. So please subscribe to our channel. And we're going to take a moment to go over some questions that we got from our last Delightfully Dark discussion. So I'm going to read them and Alana and myself are going to answer them. So this question is, for the past few years, I've been slowly shifting to a darker path. I would have never thought I'd be here if you had asked me years ago, but as I have learned more, this path resonates with me. You said that demon guardians can be assigned at birth, but for those of us that come to this path later in life, do our guardians shift or do they wait for when we are ready? Thanks. Appreciate the dialogue here. Super informative. Well, thank you so much for your question. That's a fantastic question. The answer is yes. Your demon guardians are usually around. You are born with them. And even if you're not on the path, even if you're not aligned with the path immediately, or even if you're on another path until later stages of your life, they will be there. They'll just hang around in the shadows, or they'll guard you from afar, or guard you from the spiritual world, and just wait for the time when it's right to connect with you. So if you have been on a completely different path and you're just suddenly coming onto this path, you're connecting with demons, you're connecting with the darker energies, you're feeling the pull, you're feeling the connection to this path, it is very likely that there has been a demon guardian there for you your whole life that's just been waiting for the time when it's right to connect with you. So taking a moment to reach out to them, taking a moment to connect with them, it can actually help you to start a dialogue with them, to start connecting with them. So that's a great question. And thanks so much for asking it. Kristen, do you want anything?
Yes, I do, actually. That was what happened with me, and I did find out later they stepped forward and revealed themselves when I was ready. I thought one of them was a dragon at first, and in searching for him as a dragon, that's how I found out he was a demon. So, yes.
Yes, and it's amazing the journey that our companions and our guardians can take us on as we start to discover more about ourselves and more about our path. So, you know, this life is a journey. It's a journey and it's an adventure. And really, the path that we go on and the journey that we walk, it's part of us. It's part of who we are and it's part of our discovery of ourselves. So as you slowly shift to things and exploring the more darker elements, you know, have fun with it, open up to the energies and enjoy connecting with them, because, you know, so many people who are dark, who have a dark core, who have that dark essence, when they come onto this path, they do find that there were signs and clues all along throughout their life. And when they actually reconnect with their guardian, it's such an empowering and beautiful moment. So have fun, reach out. And yes, definitely, your guardian is there waiting for you. The next question is another great question. It's from Jesse. Is there a difference between a familiar and a servitor? King Payment instructed me to create a servitor and aided me in the creation. And it turned out to be the most powerful servitor I've ever created, with a wide range of abilities, responsibilities than other servitors I have created. I understand this is being consistent with King Payment's ability to give good familiars. Well, familiars and servitors are different. For one thing, you don't create a familiar. They are a life force in themselves. They have, they are there with you, guiding you, walking with you. So a familiar is a spirit guide that comes to you and helps you and is here to serve you and walk with you and aid you on this path. They're here to help you. They're here to help guide you. They can be a species from the spiritual world. They can be demons. They can be animal guides. They can be various beings that are in the spiritual world that can connect with you, and depending on you know, your background, the energies you connect to, you're going to find you have different familiars. But a servitor is specifically a spiritual being that has been created. It has been crafted and created through your energies, and you, through your essence of creation, bring life into it. So in the terms of working with King Payment, King Payment is guiding you, showing you how to create the servitor, how to bring life into it, and how to program it in a sense. Like servitors, when you start to create them, you program them. You program their energies. You program them to do specific tasks. So while the familiar is there and working with you, a servitor is a being that you create to serve a specific function or to serve a specific task. Now, they can be as simple as or complex as you want, depending on the nature of the servitor and depending on the nature of the energies you're working with and kind of what you're looking for. Like some people create really complex and really detailed and deep servitors. Other people, they create more simpler ones that are designed to do a very specific task. So when a demon lord like King Paimon comes in to help create a servitor, what he is doing is he's adding his energies. He's adding his expertise and wisdom and power to it, which is one of the reasons why the servitor is probably super powerful, is because you have King Paimon helping you to craft it and helping you to program it. And that demons, they can see things that we can't. They see layers of the spiritual world. They see layers of the energies that we cannot see. So he can put various code into that servitor to make it so powerful and make it so sophisticated. So can a servitor become a familiar? Yes, in a way they can, though a familiar usually comes from a spiritual, the nature of the spiritual world, whereas a servitor you create and craft, a familiar can survive without constantly being fed. This is why some people don't discover their familiars until later in life. Their familiars are there and they're watching you and guiding you and helping you from the shadows. A servitor actually needs you to give it energy. It needs to have that supply of energy in order for it to function, because without that, they can fizzle away, they can disintegrate, they can lose all their energy and their supply and eventually just disappear back into the energies of the universe. So those are the difference between a servitor and a familiar. Though a servitor, if programmed the right way, can act in a similar way to a familiar, but I would differentiate between the two. So Lord Paimon, he can come forward and he can grant you familiars. So usually a familiar is a demon from his court or council, or a demon he knows who he will assign to walk with you through your life and act as a familiar, helping you, aiding you, and assisting you. And he can also teach you how to make servitors. So the Dark Lords have a lot of incredible skills and abilities. And when they come through and teach us these different techniques, it benefits us. It benefits our journey here. It helps us to learn to master ourselves and master the energies that are around us and really learn what our potential is, what our power is. So that is absolutely fantastic that you've connected with King Paimon and he has taught you how to make servitors, and that is the most powerful servitor you have ever made. That is fantastic. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for your question, Jesse. That was awesome. If anybody has any questions based off of our Delightfully Dark discussions, please drop them below. We love answering questions, and we're going to take a moment before we dive into the new topic every discussion in order to answer these questions and to start a dialogue with you guys so that we can get you the information that you need and help you on your spiritual journey. So thank you so much for your questions. Now we're going to dive into the topic today, which is fear. Fear on the left-hand path. Fear is one of those things. Fear can destroy you. It can allow you to be consumed by darkness, and it can lead to your downfall. Working on the left-hand path, working with demons, working with darker spiritual forces, you have to work on yourself. You have to go in and you have to work at removing and eliminating fear, because this path is going to test you. It's going to break you. It is going to challenge you, and it is going to allow you to awaken greatness within you, but it's going to test you in every sense of the word. Trust me, I have been on this path for many years, and the tests and the trials I have had to go through are just unreal. Like, I have had to face my own insecurities. I've had to face my own fears. I have had to face the judgment of the world, which is absolutely terrifying, but a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, one thing actually, when I first started working with demons, that I noticed was there was a huge focus on identifying my fears and then eliminating them. And different demons work in different ways. You know, some of them are a little gentler than others, and some of them are like, nope, here we go. Just throw you completely into the fire. There's no warning. You're just, everything comes up at once, and that's it. You're facing it, you're doing it, and there's no stop. So be aware of who you're working with before.
Oh, yes. a word of advice, everybody, Mammon will blow everything up. Like, I have attributed working with Mammon to having a nuke dropped on your life repeatedly. He has done this to me 3 times now, like 3 big times, 3 major shifts. But every single time, my life has gotten better. Every single time, I have removed so much that needed to clear out. Everything that's holding me back, everything that's keeping me down. Mammon dropping that nuke cleared it all up.
Yeah, that's another thing that's good that you pointed that out, because they're not just doing it to be cruel to you. Some people are like, I'm working with this demon and they're doing this. Why are they so mean? And it's like, they're not being mean. They're doing this for your benefit. When mm-hmm. you get through it, you'll be much better off than where you were. You'll have faced your fear. You'll be a braver person. You'll be able to do things that you couldn't do before. It is essentially expanding your comfort zone.
Yes, stepping you way outside your comfort zone. That's what they do. And that's what you need to do, because as Mammon always tells me, if you were where you wanted to be, you'd already have it. You have to go through this. You have to be broken. You have to face the onslaught of the world. Mammon has said that. He's like, the world will slaughter you and chew you up. And if you're not ready for it, if you're not ready for those tests, it is going to beat you down and it is going to destroy you. And every time I have faced that, every time I have gone through those challenges, I have come out stronger, I have come out bolder, I have come out more confident, and I have come out more secure with myself and my path. And it's from facing those fears. It's from facing everything that's inside of me that's holding me back. Fear really is what holds us back. It's what prevents us from taking action, from being bold, from being brave, from, you know, taking these risks that we need to take in order to attain what we desire. And demons are so fantastic at pushing us into those spaces and making us face our fears.
Yeah. And I'm going to share something with you guys. Now, when I first started on this path, I actually was really afraid of like everything. I was afraid to leave my house. I was afraid to drive. I was in a really abusive relationship, and they continually pushed me to face my fears. I would make myself go out and drive and just do everything. So if you think that you can't do it, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. I used to not even be able to go get a haircut without shaking because of the trauma from things that happened to me in my past. So, you know, don't obviously force yourself to do things you don't want to do, but you can do it if you really put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm. And now look at you. Go get your nails done. And they're beautiful. She got gravestones on her nails.
Yeah.
Oh, they're absolutely stunning. Alana is going to be doing pick a card reading for our Nitro Discord members in the coming week. So that will be up on Discord and you'll get to see her beautiful nails. And I'm also going to make her do some of the TikTok card reading videos. So stay tuned if you want to see Alana's beautiful nails.
Yeah, and if you haven't joined us on Discord yet, come join us.
Come join the Discord. We have art parties on Tuesdays and Fridays, and we have our tea chat every Friday with myself, and we cover a wide range of topics. Last week was the Inferno with Lord Sorath, which was an amazing topic. And our beautiful and amazing Discord member Wendy June always takes amazing notes, and they will be posted on the forum, so you can always look them up and see what past tea chats were. So we have a lot of fun activities coming, a lot of fun activities which we do, and we'd love to have you join us. But back to fear. So when I started on this path, I did have a lot of fears, and I had severe social anxiety, like severe social anxiety. I could not even hold a conversation with people without shaking, without trembling. Like what I'm doing now, if my past self could see me, she wouldn't recognize me. She would not recognize me. She wouldn't even think that I am her at all. She would probably think I'm an imposter because I'm so different from how I used to be. Like in the past, I would try to hold a conversation with people, and literally if I hadn't rehearsed the answer to the question, I couldn't answer their question. I was so terrified of social situations. I was so terrified of interacting with people. I was so terrified of giving speeches, like to get up in front of an audience and speak, to get on a YouTube video and speak. I was terrified. Yeah, working with demons, they're like, no, you got to learn to do this. You got to learn to do this. And I had every single safety I had like ripped from me, taken away from me. And I was forced to get out there. I was forced to embrace this role. I was forced to practice these skills. And that's what they are. They are skills. And every day, when you step outside that comfort zone, when you learn more skills, when you push yourself and you keep going, you start to get into these states where you feel comfortable. You feel comfortable doing this. It's natural. Like right now for me to get on camera and do this, it's second nature. Like I can just get on camera and I can just start talking. Like it's completely second nature to me. In the past, I'd be like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm so scared. Like, I'm so terrified. I would have been absolutely terrified. I would have been shaking, like absolutely shaking and just terrified.
That reminds me of something. Mm-hmm. So we just did an interview this last week and it was the same person you did your first interview with like 8 years ago.
Yes, yes, yes. James. Yeah. We will include the link to that down below because it was a fantastic interview and it was so much fun. But yeah, no, my first interview, I remember that. I was shaking during it. Like, it doesn't show now, but I was absolutely terrified. When I listened to it back, I really thought that you were going to hear the shaking in my voice. I really thought that I was going to sound horrible. And when I listened to it back, it was actually good. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And then I just started getting more bold and putting myself out there, getting myself on camera, getting myself, you know, in these situations where I was forced to talk, where I was forced to engage, where I was forced to do things that I was really uncomfortable with. And you know, mammon, face my fears. I had to always face my fears and keep going. And every time I get comfortable, he drops another nuke on me. Yes, he does. He's great. He's fantastic. Through him, I've gotten everything I wanted and will continue to get everything I want. But he's going to keep dropping those nukes.
Yes, but we love him for it.
We do. We absolutely love him. We absolutely love him. But when you are on this path, there's another component to this as well. When you work with dark entities, when you work with dark spiritual forces, they can play on your shadows. They can play on your shadows and control you through your shadows. So one thing about facing your fears is you are embracing the shadows within. You are embracing your fears. You are embracing things within you that can be used to control you. And the more you embrace that and integrate those aspects of yourself, the less easier you are to control. When you operate from a place of confidence and security and charisma, and when you are brave and you are bold and you are fearless, people can't control you. They can't impact you. They can't say things that hurt you. I mean, people, you know, online, they tell me things all the time, nasty things, like horrible things to me all the time. I don't care. I really don't care. I came from the standpoint of if I don't respect the person, their words mean nothing to me. Nothing. Like, I just don't care. And there was a point where I would care. It would bother me. It would upset me. Now I'm at the point where it's like, whatever. People are going to say what people are going to say. I have so many people who are in my corner. I have so many people who love and support me, and I love and support me. And that's the main thing. I love and support me. I have faced those fears. I have faced my fears. And when you face your fear, when you integrate that shadow within, you come out stronger, you come out bolder, and you come out ready to take the world by storm. And what people say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And I'm glad you mentioned that too about mind control, because a lot of people end up in situations where because of their fear, they're easily controllable. Mm-hmm. When you get into a heightened emotional state, and fear is one that certain people will try to trigger in you to get you to do what they want. They will make you afraid of something, and then, you know, part of your mind shuts off and you're not thinking clearly. You're not making logical decisions. You're just reacting from like a primal fear place. And it's very easy to be led by people in that state. It's very mm-hmm. easy for them to just be like, oh yeah, come over here, do this. Mm-hmm. And you're not thinking because you're afraid. People want to know how somebody ends up in an abusive situation. And it's, you know, I think fear is a big part of that.
It is. It's a huge part of that. And what you said there about fear, fear is the ultimate, it's the ultimate mind control. If you can terrify somebody and if you can put them in that survival state where they are fearing for their life or fearing something, they're very easy to control. They're very easy to influence. And they're very easy to persuade. And a lot of people do this. A lot of people use words, specific trigger words, in order to evoke fear within the mind. Like there's a whole science behind mind control and mental manipulation. And the source of it is fear. When you face your fears, when you have that confidence and that security with yourself, you are not very easy to control. You are not easy to influence, and you will take actions that benefit you instead of actions that benefit other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. Like, as I see things, like I see people use different trigger words or different keywords or different things which are designed to evoke that fear. They're designed to push people into a survival mindset. Because the survival mindset, when we're in the survival mindset, we fear for our life, we fear for our safety. And this is natural. This is a natural part of who we are. It's a natural part of us as a species, because when we live in a situation where our life is in danger, we have to be on guard. We have to be alert. We have to be responding to danger signs and stimulus that's around us. And if people know how to influence the fear receptors in the mind, they can control people, they can control others, and make them do what they want. It's an interesting thing. There's a whole psychology around it.
Another thing you should be aware of is people doing things to get a strong emotional reaction out of you, like making you angry,
mm-hmm.
upset, not just fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But once that part of your brain engages, it's generally to protect you in a survival situation.
Yes.
But people do misuse this now to get people into an emotional state and then just basically take them running on it and lead them wherever they want. You're not thinking in that state.
No, you're not. And it's interesting, because as I've gone further in life and as I've pushed myself, Mammon has created situations where I've had to face fears. I have had to face every single one of my fears. I've had to face every aspect of my being and everything that could hold me back, everything that could stop me. And through that, I become stronger. But it's very interesting to see all the different things that can evoke fear in me, because when they happen, I don't always know. And then suddenly they're happening, and I am faced with this whirlwind of emotion inside of me, this whirlwind of pain. And like, my life is spiraling, things around me are spiraling out of control, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to navigate them. And there's a fear. So you want to act impulsively, you want to take immediate action, but sometimes that's not the best thing. And one of the things Mammon told me, he's like, you know, unless your life is in immediate danger, you have the time to take the step back and to think about it. You have the time to step back and look at what's going on around you. The only times you need to react is if you are in immediate danger. Like if somebody is physically threatening you, if somebody is there physically threatening you, then you need to take immediate action. But because a lot of things are online now, or a lot of things, there is that delay. You don't have to react right away. There is this pressure that, you know, when something happens, you have to react to it. You do not have to react. You can take a step back. You can ground. You can take a moment to logically look at everything and go, okay, what is really happening here? What's going on here? What is the best way for me to handle it? What is the best way for me to manage it? And that's one of the things where mental mastery comes in. When you have a situation where fear is evoked in you, take a moment to take a step back and choose how you respond to it. You can't always choose what you're afraid of, but you can always choose how you respond to it.
Another thing you could do is talk to somebody that you trust. Mm-hmm. If you're involved with somebody that's triggering this response in you, maybe don't talk to them. Talk to like a friend who you trust, or, mm-hmm. you know, really
a counselor.
A counselor is a good example. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because sometimes, like, I was in a situation where I would react and the person had isolated me and I had nobody else to talk to. So I would talk to them and they would just put me right back into it. And because of my fears, I wasn't able to break out of it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, later I was able to get out of it. So,
yes. You want to always, and know that you can always reach out to an outside source who can help you assess the situation and see an alternate perspective. That is one thing Mammon talks about, alternate perspectives. He is all about alternate perspectives, all about looking at the different views. Like, I've had things blow up so badly. I've just been like, How can this be positive? There's no, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, there's no way this can be positive. And Mama comes in and he goes, really? Well, from my perspective, it shows you've arrived.
Yeah.
Because now you've had this experience, and every single person who is where you want to be has had an experience similar to this. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So in other words, I kind of had to go through this in order to get where I want to be. And he's like, yes, you did, because you have to know how to handle this. You have to know how to face it. You have to not cave to the fear of it. You have to rise from this challenge. You have to rise from this situation and carry on, move forward.
Yeah, I had actually been in a car accident in 2019, and the night that I got in the car accident, the other car hit me. They ran a stop sign and ran into the back of my car, and I had no control over the situation. And seeing that they totaled their car, my car wasn't that damaged. I had to have some body work done on it, but their car was totaled. And it just, when I got home after I got out of the shock state, I was like, I had no control over this. What if they hit me and I died? And then the next day I had to get back in the car, and I remember walking out to the car and I was like, I don't want to get in the car. It was like this like fear response in me. And I was like, no, you're getting in the car and you're driving. And I forced myself to do it, because it was like, if you don't face your fear, it will control you. You will hold yourself back in life and you'll become more fearful. It becomes almost like a cycle.
Yes. My dad says every day, get up and face your fears, because if you don't, they can overwhelm you. I've lived by that. Like, my dad gives incredible advice, and he always told me, he said every day, he said he does it too. He says he's got fears, and every day he gets up and he faces them. He faces them head on, because he will not have them controlling him. And through my work with Mammon, he has actually been able to help me to not only face my fears, but integrate the shadows that cause those fears and transform my fear into empowerment. So I no longer feel fear from a situation. I feel excited. I feel like, all right, we got this over with. Let's go. It means that, you know, we're going to the next level. We're going full force. We're going to rock this. So he brings a level of excitement to it. It's like when something happens and I sit down with him, and he's always like, all right, you know what? This wasn't really that bad. This needed to happen, because it needed to happen for X, Y, and Z. You know, you needed to clear this out. You needed to clear people out of your life. You needed to embrace this new reality that you want to go to. And so this was actually good. And now you face this fear, you've had this experience, and now I can show you all these new things.
And the more you face your fears, the easier it does get. It actually is worse when you don't do it, because you tend to build things up in your head and you fear it more. So if you just go right towards it and like face it, whatever it is.
This is so true.
I do it all. I do it. I still do it. I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. Oh, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm uncomfortable, or I'm scared to do that. I'll admit that. But it's so much worse the longer I wait. If I just do it, it's over. And it's like, okay, it's never that bad.
Oh, I know, there's been times where you're like, I have to tell you something, and it's going to be terrible. And you tell me, I'm like, so? And you're like, that's it? That's your reaction?
Yeah, I know.
It's
like, after I spent like an hour thinking, how am I going to tell a Kelsey this? And then I do it, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. And it's like, what? I built this up into something in my head, and now it's fine.
Yeah, sometimes it's like jumping off the diving board. Sometimes you just got to do it. You just got to hurl yourself into the great unknown, or jumping off a cliff at potholes, beautiful potholes that I want to visit this year.
We should go.
We should. Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be so much fun. No, sometimes you just have to face it. You just have to face these sides. You have to face this. And especially with working with demons and working and walking the left-hand path, because you at times are going to be faced with spirits, with entities, with beings that are terrifying. They're going to play on your shadows. They're going to play on your insecurities. They're going to play on these aspects of yourself, and they're going to test you. They're going to test you, and you need to be able to handle them. You need to be able to handle them. You need to be able to handle the situation. And by having a good grasp of your fear, having a good grasp of who you are, you can face them. You won't be swayed by them. You won't be influenced by them. You can protect your space. A lot of nefarious spirits, they use fear to gain entry to you. I mean, think about it. All those cases of possession, I do not believe for a second that, you know, demons are the ones possessing people and, you know, eating them and basically making their life a living hell. But this happens and people are like, oh, the entity said that his name was Satan, or the entity said his name was Beelzebub, or the entity said his name was Lucifer. Usually these people have a Christian background. What is the most terrifying thing for a person on the Christian path? Experiencing a demon, experiencing Satan, experiencing Lucifer. So this entity is masquerading as Lucifer and Satan in order to evoke fear in them.
Well, I think actually a lot on certain paths, they build up the fear of demons.
That's true.
Rather than facing your shadow and integrating it. It's like, that's so terrible. Stay away from that. Yes. It's going to kill you. It's going to destroy you. I mean, some things will, you know, but it's not always demons. In fact, I've never had it be demons, except when they blow things up, but it's for your benefit. So, yeah.
Yes. No, exactly. Like there is an emphasis to fear the darkness. Our society has this emphasis of you have to fear the darkness. You should be afraid of the darkness. And this does in a way date back to when we were more tribal. We didn't have the cities that we have now. We didn't have the security that we have now. And the night was something to be terrified of. You know, you could get eaten. You could get attacked by animals that hunted at night. You had to, you know, keep yourself safe. But the darkness is not something that's evil. It is not something to fear. It actually is very beautiful. And we ourselves are dark. We have a darkness within us, a beautiful and sublime and incredible darkness that when balanced allows us to be a whole integrated person. And that's one thing that we neglect is this aspect that we are a whole person. We are aspects of light. We are aspects of dark. We have good qualities. We even have bad qualities. Everybody has aspects about themselves that they don't like. Everybody does things. Everybody has moments where they get angry. Everybody has moments where they lash out. Everybody has moments where, you know, they'll say something that they don't mean. I mean, this is a part of the darkness. This is a part of working with the darkness. I find it so funny when people, like, you know, they try to come at me and say, oh, well, you know, you're like this or you're like that, or, you know, look at you. You're doing all these things and you're awful. And it's like, I work with darkness. I am literally on the left-hand path. I'm not going to hide or be ashamed of my shadows because everybody has them. Yes, I've done things. Yes, I've reacted. Yes, I've said things. Doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me a person, an integrated person, dark and light.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people expect like this level of perfection and also expect you to just always be a certain way. But the more I've talked to people, I was told a lot of negative things about myself throughout my whole life. You shouldn't act like this. You shouldn't do this. Women aren't supposed to do that, which drove me crazy. But, and I really didn't listen that well. So that's why I'm here.
Yes.
But yeah, it's so unbalanced. And also when you start repressing things like that, it becomes like out of control. When you repress things, it builds up in your mind again and it controls you. It can control you from your subconscious because you're trying to suppress parts of yourself rather than accepting them and maybe healing them or integrating them, whatever is, you know, whatever needs to be done with whatever part it is. There's different areas of darkness, but completely denying it, repressing or suppressing it, it's not good. It will control you in the end, or somebody else will end up controlling you.
That's one of the actually dangerous parts of repression is the things that we repress, they become our shadows. They become the things we fear. And this is why so many people have a hard time accepting themselves and accepting who they are, because they've been told, you know, you're bad, you're wrong about, you know, different sides of yourself. And that's been repressed. That's been repressed. And that becomes a shadow inside of you. You end up fearing yourself because you fear your own darkness. You fear the sides of yourself that you were told was wrong. And then other people come in and they try to use that to shame you. They try to use that to attack you with. They try to, you know, use your own shadows against you, to control you, to shame you, to beat you into submission. And this is why it's so important to face these shadows and to integrate this and to face your fears, because then you can't be controlled. Then people can be like, oh, well, you did this. And you'll be like, yeah, so, okay, what's next? You know, we want to start pulling skeletons out of the closet? Sure. Here's all my skeletons. Look at them. Aren't they great? I have a row of skeletons right here. And you know what? These skeletons aren't in my closet. They're sitting right beside me. I don't care. You know, that is the power of facing your fears. When people try to control you, when people try to assert this power over you or try to shame you or say, you know, oh, you're horrible, you're this, you're that, you know, they can't, because you face that in yourself. You know who you are. You know the type of person you are. And their words mean nothing because you are not afraid of what's inside of you. You've seen it. You've faced it. And you're just not afraid. So you can go forward bold and proud of who you are and accepting you're not perfect.
Well said.
It's so true, though, because so many people get stuck on these notions of perfection. You know, you have to be perfect. You have to be this. You have to be that. And, you know, like, I've been called every name under the sun. Like, seriously, pick a name. I've been called it. Like, seriously. I know. It's like, all right. It gets to the point where you're like, okay, cool. I'll add this insult to the book of insults against me.
Yeah, I like when it's the opposite ones, too. It's like we're one extreme and then the other extreme. And it's like,
oh, yes.
So we should also mention ways to face your fears, mm-hmm. aside from just directly confronting them. Cognitive behavioral therapy is really useful. Mm-hmm. I would look that up. You could find like a therapist or someone who does that. And just educating yourself, you know, read about whatever problems you're having. I read a lot of articles about things I was facing and books, and you know, there's lots of resources on YouTube too for like professionals, therapists or professors, whatever problem you're trying to solve. There's a lot of resources out there. So just educating yourself on it and understanding what the fear is, how to address it, can really just take you very far in completely eliminating it.
Yes. Another thing, shadow work, like looking at articles on shadow work. But shadow work is basically where you sit with yourself and you go inside yourself. You go inside, you look within, you silence the world around you. Because we're so plugged in. We're so stimulated by things that are around us. We don't take enough time to just sit with ourselves and go inside. Sit with yourself and go inside and ask your shadows to come forward. Ask your shadows to rise. And then you can see them. You can begin to understand them. You can have a dialogue with them. You can face them and you can integrate them into yourself. That is one of the main goals, is integration of the self, integration of all aspects of the self. And you know, you might have a memory come up, which, you know, where the shadow came from, a situation in your childhood which caused a fear or caused you to feel shame or caused you to hate a part of yourself. So then you can face that. You can face that shadow and you can give yourself love. You have a moment to give yourself love and accept that part of yourself and say, you know what? I am beautiful because I have this side of me. I am beautiful because I am this whole integrated being. I am not, you know, this perfect, you know, thing that has to repress so much of themselves. I am actually a fully functional human being who has, you know, beautiful sides, flawed sides, imperfect sides, and that is all beautiful. That is all amazing. So doing shadow work, looking within, taking that time to meditate with yourself, it's so powerful and it's such deep work. And it can go such a long way to facing your fears, like such a long way. Another way to face your fears is to work with Mammon.
Yes. And one more thing I just want to add is this is not something that you're just going to fix overnight. I have been doing work like this for years since I started. I still do shadow work. I still face fears. I have new fears come up as I try new things. And it's like, okay, how are we going to address this? So just keep doing it. Do the best that you can,
yeah.
You know, and be patient with yourself.
Every time you jump to a new level, every time you overcome something, you're going to face more things in yourself. You're going to face more fears. You're going to uncover new sides of yourself. We are very complex and profound beings. We are very complex. And as we grow, as we challenge ourselves, as we attain our dreams and desires, as we push ourselves to new levels, new fears are going to come up. New challenges are going to come up and new memories are going to come up. New shadows inside of us, they're going to come up and they're going to challenge us to grow and move even further. It's all part of the journey is, you know, you face yourself, you face these fears, and then you grow and move to the next level. You grow and move to the next stage of your life. And that's one of the things that my work with Mammon has been is when we started, I mean, I am not the same person I was at all. And it's beautiful. The journey, the progress, the evolution, there's a quote, you know, don't hold yourself to the standards of who you were, embrace who you are now, because that is your future. That is your legacy. That is who you are. You know, don't let all of that get you down. Keep going, keep moving forward. And don't let other people define you. Don't let them define you and don't let them beat you down or shame you.
Yes.
Yeah. Fear. I mean, when we face our fears, when we face those challenges, when we face those aspects, it empowers you. It strengthens you. it allows you to unify yourself. And that is one of the biggest goals, I think, that we as a species should have, is the unification of the light and dark within us and accepting the dark and the less desirable aspects. We get told so many things, and some of those things are really damaging. We're taught to feel shame. We're taught to repress who we are. We're pushed in areas and forced to conform to what other people want us to be, not who we are. And then as we get older, a lot of people use those shadows. They use shame, they use guilt, you know, they use manipulation, they use mind control, they use all these different things to try to coerce us and try to force us into this mold to define us by their standards. And we let them because of fear. We let them because we have these fears inside of us. When you face that, when you no longer have that concern, when you no longer feel shame, when you no longer feel like you have to appeal to anybody, you can just be like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. It's not who I am. You're not going to push me in that area. It's a beautiful thing. Like, it's an absolutely beautiful thing when you overcome your fears and you are able to move forward, to step into your power, and define life on your terms. And that is one of the biggest lessons that the demons have taught me, is that I have the power to define life on my terms. I do not have to bow to anybody. I do not have to let anybody else define me. I define who I am. I define my life. And as I move forward and as I grow, I integrate and become more and more balanced and more whole. It's a beautiful journey. It's an absolutely beautiful journey with them. So face your fears, especially if you walk the left-hand path, and don't be afraid to ask your demon companions for help. They will be more than happy. Or Mammon, he will definitely be happy. He loves challenging people. He loves breaking fears. He loves pushing people outside of their comfort zone and dropping a nuclear bomb in their life. And you know what? You'll hate him for it in the moment, but you'll love him for it later, because suddenly your life is coming together and everything's fantastic and everything that once held you back is gone. And you're just like, wow, I'm free. It is the most liberating feeling in the world when you overcome a fear and you're just moving forward in the future. It's just like, I can breathe. I can move forward. I have let this go. These people that were in my life, they're gone. And that's fantastic. You know, sometimes the biggest blessing in the world is when people leave your life or they remove themselves from your life. Don't chase people. Don't chase people. Those who want to be there are going to be there. If people leave, even if they try to leave in the worst way possible, let them. Because trust me, a month or even the next day, you feel the sense of relief and you're like, oh my gosh, they're gone. I did not even realize how negative their presence was in my life. It's a beautiful thing. Let them, just let them go. Let them go. You don't owe them anything. You don't owe any explanation. Just move forward. Keep doing you. Keep being the bold, beautiful, and brave person that you are. And face your fears. Face your fears. Be true to yourself and don't let anybody define you. It is so important, especially on this path, especially working with demons, especially working with the darker forces of this world. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for this week's Delightfully Dark discussion. If you have a question or a comment or want to see us talk about a specific topic, please drop a comment below. We do read them. We love to hear from you guys. We love to hear your feedback. We love to hear your suggestions. We love your questions. So please send us your questions. We will do our best to answer all of them and to get more videos out. And if you love our content and want to see more, please consider subscribing to our channel. It helps us so much, and we love having you guys on this journey.
Thank you guys. We'll see you again very soon.
Yes, have an amazing demonically inspired week. Bye.
Bye.